This weekend, Wes Anderson's The Darjeeling Limited has opened the New York Film Festival. Three brothers, played by Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody, and Jason Schwartzman, get together a year after their father's funeral for what they plan to be a bonding and spiritual journey through India.
Why haven't we spoken in a year?
Let's make an agreement.
Okay. A, I want us to become brothers again like we used to be, and for us to find ourselves and bond with each other. Can we agree to that?
Okay. Yeah.
B, I want us to make this trip a spiritual journey where each of us seek the unknown and we learn about it. Can we agree to that?
Sure. I guess so.
C, I want us to be completely open and say yes to everything, even if it's shocking and painful.
But the brothers behave like spoiled brats, get thrown off the train, leaving their laminated itineraries behind, and then they really begin to know each other. Jason Schwartzman plays Jack Whitman, one of the brothers. He also co-wrote the film with Roman Coppola and director Wes Anderson. Bill Murray shows up for a cup of coffee. Angelica Houston makes an appearance, and it's the film debut of the British actress Amara Karan. Jason Schwartzman joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I got to tell you, as someone who loves India, I am reflexively suspicious of films about Westerners taking fill-in-the-blank some kind of journey through India, because I find the film often manages to patronize India. But I like this film a lot.
Thank you very much.
Since you're one of the co-writers,
What
about India? Why settle in India?
Wes decided to make a film in India when I was asked to be a part of it. India was already set upon. Mm-hmm. That was part of the pitch. Wes had said, I want to make a film about three brothers on a train in India, and I'd like you to be one of the brothers. I know that Wes is a fan of the older Indian films and also Jean Renoir's The River, and I had always wanted to go there, and my experience with India had been in Beatles documentaries and things related to George Harrison. But I think that Wes had always wanted to work there. He sounded to me when he first brought it up like he wanted to have an experience as well as make a movie. And he said, I want to make a movie where we have no hair and makeup departments, no wardrobe departments, and I want us to shoot in an environment that's very unpredictable and always changing and very chaotic in a great way.
And were there no hair and makeup department and costume department?
Technically, there was a wardrobe department, and there technically was a hair and makeup department. For the makeup department, they were really just in charge of getting Owen's makeup together because his
He plays someone with whose face has been smashed in recently.
Very smashed up and cuts and bruises and all that, and so that was a special thing. But Adrian and I didn't do any hair and makeup. I did my own hair, which really just means parting it with your fingers, and I did my own facial.
Your hair has never looked lovelier, may I tell you?
And I appreciate that, and I appreciate that, and it just goes to show you, you can do it yourself. And I grew my own mustache, and so I did my own part. And also the wardrobe department, they would drop off my suit that I wear in the film into my hotel room, and I would put it on in the morning, and we would ride to set in our suits, get on the train and begin shooting, go home in your suit. I would even just leave mine on for dinner and stuff, and we would just wear this one suit the entire week. And even the microphones were built into the suits. Mm-hmm. And really all of this is not, it's not an attack against those departments. It's really more that Wes wanted to have an intimate feeling on a set, on the actual shooting set, and to be efficient. The idea was that we just get on the train and shoot.
It's irresistible to note that you're part of a screenplay written about three brothers that's written by three people who have worked together before.
Mm-hmm.
Were there times in the creative process that each of you became one of the brothers' advocates?
Well, when we were writing it, you know, we would type out the scenes and then we'd print them out and we'd each hold one. And it seemed without discussion that Wes would play Francis, Roman would play Peter, and I would play Jack. Mm-hmm. We fell into those roles. And in terms of the writing and, like, dispersing who got what line, I don't think anyone would favor anyone else. And I actually didn't even favor my own character if there was favoring. I kind of didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to botch anything.
I must tell you, for three quarters of the film, roughly, it's difficult to like these guys.
Okay.
I mean, that's intentional. I don't mean you personally.
Right.
I mean Jack Whitman. Yeah.
Why do you dislike them?
Well, because they're not nice to people. They're abusive. They're disdainful. And they're self-obsessed. I mean, you want to say your father died. It happens to everybody.
right. Perhaps it was intended in some way, not using words like or dislike, but basically the idea was that these three guys come to India and they are on some kind of a bender, and they are burned out and unhinged, and they don't seem to pay attention to what's going on around them. Because, you know, an example would be, all right, we're going to go pray in this temple. It's one of the most spiritual places on earth. And then the second they sit down to pray, Owen notices that Adrian is wearing his belt.
Is that my belt? Can I borrow it? Well, no, not right now. I was looking for that earlier. Ask first. Next time.
They are distracted by each other, mm-hmm. and they seem to fight and bicker and not see what's going on around them. They're trying to have a spiritual experience. I mean, it's on an itinerary. It's laminated. Yes. They're trying to have a laminated, adventurous, meaningful experience, and right. that's probably not going to work, especially in a place like India. You can't control something like that. And really, yes, of course, it's intended that these three guys get on a train to try and have something, and they can't see past themselves. They can't find each other. They can't love each other. They're immediately telling each other secrets, telling one brother a secret not to tell the other. There's deceit. There's lying. All that is part of it. And then, yes, without giving away too much, things definitely change, and India, I think, goes from being in the background to being the fourth brother, I suppose, or something.
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's the scene in the small unnamed village.
Yeah,
that really draws you in. And I must say, I found myself saying, and I apologize for sounding like a dime store guru, that it's only when you stop looking for enlightenment that you can see it.
Sure, that is not dime store. And if it is dime store, then you got my dime. Here's 25 cents. Keep the change.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Yeah. I think this is the first product placement question I've ever asked.
Okay.
You have, what is it, 11 pieces of luggage?
Yeah.
that have prominent roles in the film. It's Louis Vuitton luggage, I think, and Marc Jacobs designed mm-hmm. it, right? Mm-hmm. Is that actual working luggage? I mean, could you open it up and put stuff in there?
Yeah, and in fact, there was stuff in there. Because Wes didn't want us to seem like we were dragging around light luggage, empty light luggage.
Oh, so, I hate that when you see that in film. Somebody holding a groaning garment bag over their shoulder as lightly as,
yeah.
as a kerchief. Yeah,
yeah, it's not that easy. So actually, Sandy Hamilton, who worked on the film, filled it up with all kinds of things that were very, very accurate to what the characters would have in there. A change of clothes, pajamas, books mm-hmm. that the characters would have been reading. And it was great of him to include me in on what I would want in my own luggage. He allowed me to fill up my own journal, even though you really never see my journal. It's in my luggage. He let me fill it up and draw on it and all kinds of things. So the luggage was full of real things to make it heavier, and it was heavy.
You like working with Wes Anderson.
Yeah, I love working with Wes Anderson. It's only my second time working with him. Mm-hmm. We are best friends since Rushmore, but it feels weird to think that it's only the second one. People think that I've been in more than I actually have. I can't tell you how many Royal Tenenbaums DVDs I've had to decline signing.
Because people think you had to be in that
yeah,
one too, you mean?
People think I'm in that movie. I go, no, I'm not in that one.
I must say, it's hard to look at Owen Wilson and not think about what he's been through recently.
Well, I want him to, when he speaks for himself, I think people will get what they want to hear and they'll get all the answers. But I love him so much. He's the best. He's the best. And I think he's great in the movie. I really do. I think that he's great in the movie. I think that he worked on this one. I'm not, you know, mm-hmm. saying anything about his previous performances because I'm a fan of his. I was very nervous all the time in India to be around him because I love him so much. But watching this movie, I really saw someone working on so many levels, and I thought his performance was very emotional and grounded at the same time, and it was great.
Mr. Schwartzman, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
And for us, too. Jason Schwartzman, writer and actor. His new film, The Darjeeling Limited, opens the New York Film Festival.